Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Sports and Things Radio with your host, DeJuan Brown and
Larry Goodwell.
Larry Punk Ass Goodwell. I beat hey. And I don't like you or Texas right now. Fuck you and Texas, Larry.
Well, not the listeners,
but nah. Anywhere you live is weak as fuck. Except when you live in LA.
Yeah, whatever, ho. What's going on, bitch?
Not a goddamn thing. Over here looking at this shit. Talking about, we got Manny Pacquiao's last fight coming up, ain't it? Against Tim Bradley?
I hope so.
Yeah, he said he's going to quit after this next fight. Yeah, he should have quit after he got his ass knocked out by Marquez. Saw that face plant? Boom!
Hey,
he already had a big ass
head
with a flat face. That made it worse. Hey, he was on all that shit about being a good Christian and shit. Then he lost all his money in the gambling. And he drank heavier than a motherfucker.
Yep. Oh, fuck,
man. Shit. What you got going over there in Houston, dog?
Nah, man, nothing, man. Last couple of days been a brain cell massacre. That's pretty much it. Been enjoying some good Chiba. That's pretty much it.
Been that reefer madness in this motherfucker?
Yeah. It's getting close. It's getting close to April 20th. So you know, I'm trying to get prepared.
Oh, you gotta get tolerance level right. You know, because you ain't trying to go to sleep by 8:20 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know how I do it.
Hey, you remember that year a couple years ago when we drove down and had that smoke session here at the house?
was it
last year or before that? When we rode that foot long. Well, you rode the foot long.
That was last year. That was last year, yeah.
Dang, I still ain't rolled one of them motherfuckers in. I can't roll like that. I want to roll that foot long. That thing looked hard to roll.
Nah, bitch. That's because you suck.
Fuck you.
We forget that we have topics and shit, dog. We just be talking like
gotta flow with this shit. Hey, what the fuck are we gonna talk about today, matter of fact?
Today, on today's menu, we have we've got the NCAA. I know we've got the big game. I know you all saw that shit last night. Amazing game. But we're going to talk about the game. We'll talk about the NCAA. We'll talk about D'Angelo Russell. We're going to talk about him. We're going to discuss him. And what else we got, D?
We got a few other things we're gonna talk about. Any shoes coming out? Oh, I want to talk about the new Kobe, the retirement Kobe's I saw.
Oh, you saw?
I might have spent money on those, dog. I don't like spending $200 on a tennis shoe. They're like $245. You know me, I don't like spending money on shoes like that. But you know, it's Kobe. Kobe the GOAT. You know what I mean?
Kobe had in terms of basketball. To me, this past year, Kobe had the best shoes out of everybody this year. Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a pair of Kobe's and idea, man. Like, I got to some of once for the road.
Yeah, do the high tops.
On the high tops?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Do the high tops.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they're going to be looking like wrestling shoes on you. You're going to be looking like Kamala or somebody when you put them on.
Hey, fuck you. Kamala. I forgot about that goddamn Kamala. He's probably dead by now. All the rest of me grew up on a dead. He probably dead like the rest of them.
No, that nigga, I think he got both his legs amputated.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, dog. But shit, let's get talking about the whole D'Angelo Russell situation. For those of you who've been living under a rock and don't know anywhere, D'Angelo Russell Lakers point guard. One of my favorite players, young players to watch. For some reason, he recorded his teammate Nick Young talking about some chicks they were smashing or whatever. And apparently, he put it out, and it got leaked or whatever. It got put out on through his Snapchat. Now everybody in the world done heard Nick Young talking about all the different women that he fucking. And now, you know, we all know that, you know, Nick Young is married to that bootleg, I don't even want to call her a rapper, but Iggy Azalea, the performer. He's married to her. And so apparently it looks like this is going to compromise that situation. That's my thing, like, first of all, let me start out with Nick Young. You had to know he was going to, that's an old gorilla face white bitch right there, Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea, ain't she?
Yeah.
That's one ugly ass bra. She had to know she was getting cheated on. Ain't no bitch, you ain't had a hit in 3 years and you never looked good to begin with. You had to know good in the hell well he wasn't being faithful to only you. That bitch is like a goddamn kangaroo. Ain't no hell you gonna be faithful to that.
Man, no, with your swaggy fucking Pete. Not with your swaggy Pete. Nothing about that nickname says yeah, this
faithful.
Is the woman of my dreams, and I'm not cheating on her. Nothing about that nickname.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, you had to know. It probably wouldn't have mattered who the fuck it was. Nick Young was going to cheat on her, so he just so happened to be with this troll face bitch, and he cheated on her. But another thing, I mean, Nick, you're 30. Nick's 30. Like, D'Angelo's been 19. His birthday's February, so he turned 20 in February. Like, what the fuck are you doing hanging out with a 19-year-old? Now, you 30 years old, though. Like, I mean, that shit was bound to happen. You got a kid around.
But, like, it's a lot of, I've been talking a lot of shit. People who are on my Facebook know how much shit I talk in my Instagram. Yeah, you know, he did break the man code. Like, first of all, like, why are you even recording it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, D'Angelo Russell just credit. He said that his Snapchat was hacked, and the fact that his hacked messages is what got out. And I believe it, because there's people out there who hack, who ain't got shit else better to do, and I'm sure they troll these people's phones for different stuff, and if they find something, they put it out. So I'm going to go with you out there. I'm pretty sure it was hacked. I don't see how else it could have gotten this national attention like that, you know? Someone else did it other than you. It wasn't like he just tweeted the goddamn conversation. You know what I mean? My question is, why the fuck were you recording it?
Yeah, like, you know, okay, so because he early on he mentioned, like, you know, we do all kinds of stuff. We play all kind of pranks on each other. Like, that's not a prank. Like, that's not a prank. That's to me, if a nigga is recording me while we're just having a conversation, that's blackmail material, man. Like, you got to delete
that
shit.
Exactly. Yeah, dog. That's black. You record. We talking about getting at these dog. And that's thing is, come on, man. That's a basic conversation that all men have about getting at them hoes, married and non-married. And halftime, you niggas are lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we talking about. This is basic. Sometimes it's just fun to talk about some fat ass that you done tapped a couple months ago, a couple days ago, a couple years ago. And this is what dudes do. We talk. But for it to get back to a man's wife or a girlfriend or something like that, nah, that's reckless behavior, D'Angelo. And I question, who's the biggest, what's the biggest sin move? Him recording this shit or just Russell Wilson, period?
Oh, man. It's got to be. I mean, because he actually made a he chose to do that. Like, he chose to record this. He chose to ask this man questions that could possibly ruin his relationship. And he was asking the questions, and he recorded it. Like, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get him with this record."
I don't see the end game of that. Like, Russell Wilson taking pictures with Future's baby and doing all kind of whole shit. You know, he marrying the jump off. But ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Doing. You know, at least he putting a ring on her, I guess, whatever. You know, if Russell Wilson ends up getting divorced, that shit's on him. You know what I mean? I guess he's keeping his bullshit in house. You know, he fucks him a Future by sending him, doing them headshots with the boy's baby in his hand, but, you know what I mean? That's something between them two. Maybe recording? We record a conversation, especially about that, about them hoes. Just the fact that you recorded it alone make nobody ever want to trust you again in life. You know what I mean? Let's move on from this bullshit. What else we got going on today, man?
What, nigga?
We talked more so on this basketball. You saw the goddamn Warriors loss?
Man, do you think that they're going to win 73 games?
I was hoping they wouldn't. They're not going to do it now because they can't be San. I don't think they're going to be San Antonio twice, but I was hoping they would. Like, I get tired of seeing Scottie Pippen's face talking about something. You're just bullshit, Chan. We would have swept the Warriors. No, the fuck you
man,
wouldn't.
Man, no, you got.
No, you would not.
No, you would not.
Let's just be real. Let's just get real, you fucking Bulls fans. I love this rewritten history. Fuck the rewrite. I remember the shit when it happened. The 90s were weak as fuck as far as basketball goes, as far as competition. You know what I mean? It was just a diluted talent pool. You placed the 93 Suns. The 93 Suns are probably the worst team to ever make the finals, just behind. No, I can't say the worst because the 2006s and the 2007 Cavs are pretty bad. The 2002 New Jersey Nets are pretty bad. But the Suns were top five worst teams to ever make the goddamn finals in 93. And y'all beat them. They had goddamn. Who they have? They had High Rod Williams. Marty in his tan. Dan Marty played good once every three games. Kevin Johnson, you don't know if he was going to be hurt or not.
Johnson.
When he wasn't hurt, he was a baller, but he was hurt most of the time.
But had,
you know, Barkley scored 56 on your ass, but he ain't playing no defense.
Nope.
You know what I mean? The Warriors are the real deal. All them dudes can shoot. All of them can pass. All of them play great defense. No, you would not have beat them, Scottie. Matter of fact, Scottie Pippen, y'all lucky y'all didn't face the Houston Rockets because they swept y'all motherfucking asses in the regular season. And they would have beat the shit out of y'all in the playoffs. You know how I know that for a fact? Y'all got your asses beat by the 95 Orlando Magic. And people be like, oh, well, Jordan wasn't. Nigga, Jordan had just dropped 55 points against the Knicks. He was all right. He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine. They just
He's
lost.
He's just a little heavy.
Yeah, nigga. They just lost. And then that same team, the Houston Rockets came back. Dream Olajuwon swept them and fuck the man for four games. The same shit would have happened to Scotty Trippin. Y'all just lucky the Houston Rockets had issues with who was that team you had in the West? The goddamn Utah Jazz.
Nigga, Utah and Seattle used to always give us the blues.
And they were just tough matchups for y'all. Both of them,
mm-hmm.
both teams with a dominant power forward and Dream was at center. Both teams that had that, you know, older store couldn't really fuck with him on defense. He was good, but defensively, Robert Horry, them guys, good alone, you know, and Sean Kemp. It is a bad matchup for y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
The Warriors beat the Bulls.
They would not have swept them. The Bulls would not have swept. Like, come on, man.
No. The 2001 Lakers beat the 96 Bulls. I promise you that. Shaq, come on now. A lot of teams that beat that team. That was a good team. It was a great team for its time. But no. Y'all definitely have problems with them 2008 Celtics. I think who do you think? Do you think the 2008 Celtics beat the 96 Bulls?
Yeah. Yeah. That team was stupid.
That team, starting, you had Rondo, KG,
Rondo,
Paul Pierce,
Ray Allen,
Perkins.
And
but off the bench, you had PJ Brown, Vet.
Yep.
Sam Cassell, Vet, James Posey, defense,
Tony Allen,
defense.
I mean, yep.
Between James Posey and Tony Allen, that's more defense than Michael Jordan ever faced, just those two. Because Michael Jordan had the best defender in the league on his team, Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of those guys, he was like, well, Joe Dumars. Nigga, Jordan was 6 inches taller than Joe Dumars.
They wouldn't have had an answer for KG. They wouldn't have had an answer for KG. I would love to have seen Pearson and Pippen. I would have loved to have seen that Pearson Pip going
at it. Jordan, they would have defended Jordan the same way they defended Kobe. You had Tony Allen up on you, but they had that matchup zone to where Tony Allen is filtering you into James Posey and Kevin Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they filter it, or if you go right, you filter it into KG and Kendrick Perkins, because that's when KG was still he wasn't quite at noon in his prime, but he was still at one p.m. The nigga still had the leg, and he can cover that ground. So whether you were left or the right, KG was gonna be there and help. But but you was either running into him and James Posey or him and Kendrick Perkins, along with Tony Allen right in front of you. You didn't have a shot. You would have been having to drop it off to Pippen. And then Pippen would have had to deal with Paul Pierce. And still KG, because KG's old long rangey ass would have been helping him out too.
Celtics get him. They get him.
They get him.
I say seven.
It's seven. The Bulls have their defense
them.
Too. But Rondo's one hell of a defender. Steve Kerr ain't getting them open shots with Rondo.
No. OA gets them. I think this Warriors team, I think they could get them. I'm trying to think of another team that they might have.
They have problems. The Bulls will have problems with them. The Bulls would have beat these Spurs teams, I think. I think they could have got the Spurs. I think they would have beat a lot of these Spurs. Because the Spurs teams, they would have beat them. They would have beat – who else would have beat the 96 Bulls? The 96 Bulls probably beat the old – they beat the 09 Lakers. They got a problem with the old 10 Lakers, because the 10 Lakers had Andrew Bynum. But Andrew, especially with a healthy Andrew Bynum, no, I don't think they get him. But no, that's another conversation for another show. Now, let's go and talk about these goddamn NCAA tournament. Man, you see this shit?
Man, yes. It was in Houston, so the city was buzzing. And that's one of the best final games I've seen, period. I've seen a lot of them, man. I know you watched it. What you think?
My thing is, it was a great ending, great everything. I'm sorry, I suffer from having a good memory. I just can't get over those referees. If one of the referees, we would have had no goddamn buzzer beater, because Carolina probably won by 10. And I don't have a horse in this race. I don't care. I didn't care if Villanova won or Carolina. Fuck both of them schools, if you ask me. But my thing was this, like, them referees, it seemed like Carolina didn't pay off the right people. I remember, like, just before the half, Carolina was up by, like, 9. Dude's going to the basket. He's about to score a layup to put him up by 11. They pushed the shit out of this nigga. He fall into the backboard. They come down, make a shot. Now you're dealing with a 7-point game instead of an 11-point game. That right there will change the momentum, the complexion of the game. Just that non-call and allow him to make that shot. But throughout the game, it was like, when Carolina went to the basket, they was allowing Villanova to play physical, but at the same time, they was calling shit on Carolina. Like, it was just, I don't like the way they called it. But so the calls, I think, helped it create that environment, but at the end of the day, the last 20 seconds was crazy. A double pump three-pointer, and then a come down, 1-2, stop, wet, boom. Game.
Yeah, exactly, man. And like you said, I don't have I have no interest in either team because, fuck North Carolina, fuck Villanova. Really, fuck college sports. I haven't watched an NCAA game from start to finish in at least 4 years. Like, I know I haven't. But the game the other night was a good enough. Like, I watched it from start to finish, and that was the ending was a pretty good game, but I got caught up in it for like a second. I was like, you know what, man, fuck this game. Fuck this game and all this pageantry and all this shit about this shit, man. And one shining moment, they had Luther say, wasn't that Luther?
I hate that goddamn song, so I
won't
even listen.
I do, dog. I listened like, I was like, it was Luther. It was Luther. Like, what the fuck did they must have been, they've been sitting on that.
But, they got, yeah, they had Luther Vandross singing, he sang that bullshit song?
Dog, it was Luther.
I did see the national anthem, and they had some old fake Luther Vandross looking ass nigga singing the national anthem with a goddamn uniform on. Like, who's this old bacon fried Freddie Jackson looking nigga over here singing?
Hey, that boy was singing though, boy.
He was singing his ass off, looking like Christopher Dorner in that motherfucker.
Yes, he did look like Dorner. He did look like him. You do too. You look like Dorner too, bitch.
No, I don't. I look tough like Dorner. I beat your motherfucking ass like him.
Man, they'll barbecue your big ass too, just like they did his motherfucker.
Hey, now they need to give Dorner a warning. They were like, 1-2, shoot his ass. How the fuck? All I know is they said that we coming in. I'm thinking, okay, they about to come in and rescue him. The news channel cuts a commercial break. I get back from commercial break. That whole nigga log cabin in fire.
That bitch was burnt the fuck. They burnt that nigga.
There's reenacting that last scene in that movie, Life.
Yep.
You gonna
get your cornbread. Like, part that nigga.
But, like, thing is, my thing is, the tournament, like, dog, think about this shit, man. It was billions and billions of dollars exchanged that night. 80,000 people filled the arena. I mean, 80,000 tickets that were sold. And the tickets were not sold for a dollar each, you feel me? Concession stands. I mean, you saw as soon as the game was over with, get your Villanova hat and t-shirt. That niggas had the commercial ready, just selling money over here left and right. And them college players ain't getting shit.
Man,
that's tipping at the highest level.
It was all kinds of shit going on in the city, besides, you know, outside of the game, because of the game. Like, it was. They had concerts and shit. Kendrick Lamar was here, Maroon 5, Pitbull, a bunch of other people. They had, like, I guess it's called the NCAA Experience, where kids can go down there and shoot baskets and do all kinds of shit. It was all kinds
just
of shit,
making
man.
Money, huh? Just money. You want some money? Yeah. Vendors, money. Oh, athletes?
Yep.
Athletes? Oh, you want some new shoes? Oh, we're a Nike school, so you can have some new Nikes. Oh, no, you want an Adidas? Oh, no, you got to pay for that on your own. Oh, what do you mean? You don't have any money? Oh, just keep coming and get the education, and when you graduate in a few years, you'll have the education and have the money back. Get the fuck out of my face with this bullshit. No. Give me my money now. Here's my thing. At least let the players get money and profit off their own jerseys. These motherfuckers got their own jerseys being sold and can't get a dollar off that.
They don't get paid off of shit.
Not a mother. As a matter of fact, they get caught even taking money. They get caught even taking money. They get. Look at that with Reggie Bush. Mom just got a new house. USC all of a sudden didn't win a national championship. Even though we saw the motherfuckers winning on TV, it's not in the record books because mama got a house. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Who the hell gonna say no? I'm gonna keep living in this 2-bedroom apartment. You can have your house in a good neighborhood. I don't need that. The fuck out of my face. but like, it was cool though. They won that. It was a good game. It was good for the players. But at the end of the day, I go to some games, but any game I go to generally is free. But you ain't gonna see me buying no goddamn ticket to no college game. You're not gonna see me buying no college apparel. I graduated from Santa Monica College and from CSUN, and I bought a grand total of 0 bumper stickers, 0 sweatshirts. I don't have nothing Northridge or Santa Monica in my house. Matter of fact, I think my degree is under my incense tray. You got all my money when I paid my motherfucking tuition. I'm not about to pay you tuition and buy a license plate sticker. Fuck you.
All that shit. And about to be no goddamn commercial for your motherfucking ass.
Hell nah.
That whole, they get, they make all that money, the billions of dollars, I mean billions on billions, and they get in trouble. Like if somebody buys them a pizza, like that's not even, I'm not, that's not even an exaggeration. Like that's the truth. If somebody
that's
buys
what happened with, that happened with Rick Majerus when he bought Keith Van Horn that pizza when his dad died. Not Keith Van Horn, the other guy, player. Rick Majerus bought a player like his father had just like gotten sick or passed away, something like that. And he bought him some pizza, and the NCAA investigated that. And Rick Majerus had like got suspended a couple games for like taking that player out for dinner.
Wow. See.
Yes.
See?
Yeah. Look it up. It's like it happened in Utah. Like late night, sometime around late 90s. I don't have it up in front of me. This is all just off memory. But I remember Rick Majerus getting suspended for that. That's fucking crazy.
Sorry.
Like, nah, man. That's why, you know. Fuck with these people, man. What else got going on in the news? You see, James, Jerry Sloan has dementia and Parkinson's disease. That's fucked up, man. He's one of my favorite coaches to watch. Do his thing. That high screen roll office. That's Jerry Sloan.
Jerry Sloan was a tough motherfucker. Jerry Sloan looked like he'll beat your ass, too.
Hey, Jerry Sloan looked like he'll beat the fuck out your ass. I would not
Jerry
fuck
was,
with Jerry Sloan.
Nah, hell no, dog. Jerry was a big, tough dude.
Hey, he like he'll still beat your ass. He'll give you a Parkinson's ass whoop, but then forget about it later with the dementia.
Yep, that's what, he's a bit.
He would just take your ass to sleep, nigga.
Man, I hope, I was going to say, I hope it gets better, but you know, once nobody really gets better from that, but I hope it's shit, man. That's sad to hear.
It is sad to hear, man. He just recently retired. Like, you know, I wish he could really enjoy those retirement years, you know, and just really, like, live his life. He's giving so much of the game. I just wish he can go ahead and live his life.
See, that's why it always pays. It always pays whenever you have. Whenever you have a great coach like Jerry Sloan, if he's your coach, you should always listen to him, because if you don't and you like cause him to kind of retire and want to stay away from the game, then your career could end up like Darren Williams, because you remember Darren Williams at one point that nigga was like considered the best point guard, and it was him and CP.
It was really a fight. Like who better, Chris Paul, Darren Williams? Who better? Like. Steve Nash, Darren Williams. It was really like a conversation. Like, and you, Derrick Rose, Darren Williams, and then that nigga left Jerry Sloan. And
man, he got his money, but he, and you know what else, man? You know what else happened too? I guarantee you, had he not treated Coach Sloan the way he did, man, his hairline would have stayed. I think he had one of the best hairlines in the NBA. He always had a lineup. His shit was always like he got out the barber chair and put his uniform on, and he stopped listening to Jerry Sloan to rant him out, dog. And his shit left him. Now he's bald and he wears a fucking headband.
He got a LeBron hairline coming on.
That nigga's just bald. He shaves it. Yeah, fuck. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I call that hairline? That when it's receding like that.
What?
I call it the Bob, because every Bob in every company, every job that you work, I got a white dude named Bob with a hairline like that.
Oh, and he wears some bullshit to work.
And he's wearing some goddamn Wrangler jeans. And like
some bullshit.
and a polo shirt or. But it'd be like ashy mint green though. But it'd be mint green and faded. But he's been having that same mint green shirt for like since his last job, and his last job was 10 years ago. And he wear that motherfucker every week.
Fuck Bob. Bob is a snitch at work with a hairline like that.
Hey man, dog. Speaking about snitching, I had one of my tenants snitch on, try to hit me up to snitch today. He all talking about some. Hey, DeJuan, the tenant, the dude behind me keeps smoking weed on his porch and it's disturbing me. I said, well, motherfucker, I can't get in the middle of the medical issues. You got to talk to him yourself, partner. The fuck you trying to snitch on? I mean, the thing is, I just saw them out front of their building like 2 days ago talking for like an hour. All that time y'all was talking, you couldn't say shit to them. But you want to come call me and act like one on one side you act like you cool to his face, and then you snitched on him the next day, and he's right there. All you gotta do is say something. You weak ass nigga.
Bet you that nigga's your best friend too, faggot.
That's my thing, like, look, dog. Yo, if you don't got a problem, dog, I'm just a manager, but I ain't getting involved in that, man. Man, with a smoke. Matter of fact, how the hell you gonna ask the manager? Do you know that every night I walk past your building with a joint in my motherfucking hand? How you gonna tell me to call him and start my policy that I do?
Yeah, that's something that you brought to the table, man. Why would you stop? Why don't you just stay inside? Like, if you don't like weed, what is the guy smoking outside?
He's smoking outside on his own porch. This is his own porch. It's not a community porch. He paid rent for that porch.
Oh, well, man, fuck you.
In front of his own door.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, dog.
That's lame.
Well, speaking of lame, dog, you see this Ray Lewis shit?
No, man, we were talking about it before the show. Don't, man, that's Reverend Ray, man. That's Reverend Ray.
We're talking about some all this shit going on, the murder rate, and you talking about some, what about black on black crime? Ray Lewis, kill yourself, nigga. How about that? Why don't you end up like Junior Seau with this bullshit? You talking, nigga.
Well, wow.
No, for real, we don't need niggas like him around here, man. I'm tired of people asking these questions, why? Go get a fucking answer. You got Brother Polite around here telling you the truth. You got Claude Anderson telling you the truth. You got Tariq Nasheed over there, Hidden Colors, telling you the truth. You got all these, Dr. CB telling you the truth. You got all these places where you can find answers. But instead of you going to the answers and figuring out what's really going on, you talking about something. Well, what about what the black people are doing? Trying to get that white girl. Fuck you. I have no patience for niggas like Ray Lewis. None. Because crime is crime. You know, you can't isolate crime to a community. People, it's more likely you're going to have a crime against people you see every day. That's just the way it is. If you got a problem with it, let's talk about what Byron Allen was talking about. You know where the crime come from? No economics, no bad, terrible schools. Why don't you put some of your money up and fix some of the schools? Why don't you educate some of them and give them a job? You know what I mean? That's a gun out the hand real quick. A job, but like, no, all you want to do is sit around here and talk. Sit your ass down. He talking some. He said, back in slavery, slavery was about being together. Slavery was about togetherness. He didn't, Larry. He said that.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Yes, he said that today. He said slavery was about togetherness, and we were sticking together. We were trapped, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Ray Lewis said slavery was about togetherness.
Yes.
That's how you know something wrong with these motherfuckers, dog. They running around banging into each other. Like, that's how you know something's wrong. I'm gonna hope and pray that that's why he's spewing this bullshit. That shit is catching up to his brain. There's no way you can say that and be serious as a black man that slavery was about togetherness.
It's like, nigga, is prison about unifying to go to? Is prison about getting together to help make these corporations rich that you work for 13 hours a day, or is it about you being trapped in prison? The fuck, Ray Lewis. This nigga act like these motherfuckers was building railroads like the goddamn Baltimore Ravens was shutting down the 2000 Raiders. No.
Nigga,
These niggas didn't get a chance to go home and at the end of the day and talk about how life and go down to go to McDonald's or Cheesecake Factory and get some food and run down and get a haircut and go get a massage. No. Niggas were trapped. Ray Lewis, you get the Take 10 Seats Award for today. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's from
Sports and Things. Like, slavery was about togetherness. That has got me. I'm floored by that one. It was.
That's
Reverend
terrible,
Ray,
man.
Though. That's Reverend Ray. Like, Ray, you can tell, like, when they really started focusing on Ray Lewis on his pregame speeches and how he would get his team fired up, and that shit really went to his fucking head, dog. And you could tell that when he quit, he was gonna be a reverend. He's gonna be Reverend Ray Lewis. You could tell, like you even after he retired, they show clips of him like talking to different people. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker, he wears them kind of suits, too. He's going to be preaching. Watch. Ray Lewis is going to be preaching. He's going to be preaching, and they'll fuck around and turn it. He'll be the new J.C. Watts, that nigga in Oklahoma, because he's getting old. They're going to keep a nigga football player. Like, they're going to keep that shit.
And watch.
And Ray Lewis, he's going to be the new one.
He's going to watch when he gets to church. He's going to be wearing the most sorry-ass Steve Harvey suits.
Yep.
Red with 17 and a half buttons.
Yeah. 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 And he's going to have like a cordless mic when he preaches. And he's going to be talking to his congregation, to his flock, the same way he talked to goddamn Terrell Suggs and all them niggas. He was leading the victory. Watch. He's going to be frothing at the mouth for the Lord. I hate Ray Lewis, man. You know. Fuck you, Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis act like he didn't do the I hate that. People act like Ray Lewis didn't kill the motherfuckers in Atlanta. He wasn't around that shit. As a matter of fact,
Ray Lewis, this thing. Go ahead.
No, I've always thought some people know this shit, some people don't know this shit. But like, and one of the dudes that was killed, his name was Richard Lawler. He's like my third cousin. He's from Akron, Ohio. Richard Lawler, one of the guys who was killed. And like my dad told me I met him. Like, he was like, man, you met him. And he told me when I met him or whatever. But people act like Ray Lewis didn't, like he wasn't around that shit. Like he got off. But after that, man, Reverend.
That's my thing, Ray Lewis. I don't know. The reason why you even accused is because you were a black football player. You like, from what I heard, he's like a few blocks away. But like, you got heat on you. I'm sure it was other football players that was around in that environment. I guarantee goddamn to you, had it been, who was that dude? Had it been Jeff George in that same environment, they wouldn't have been trying to pin the shit on him.
Nope.
With your black ass in the environment. So you know what the fuck this feel like. And now you want to go around and act like you ain't been accused of some bullshit and then go around and want to blame everybody in Baltimore. Get them up for some jobs and watch them not be not one bit of crime on the street. How about that? How about you talk about how about you use those sorry-ass motivational techniques to hey, Congress, I know you can do it. All you have to do is go into their office, sign a bill, create some jobs. We need new bridges. We need new roads. We need new infrastructure. How about you create those jobs and give it to the people on the streets? Then maybe they won't be shooting anybody. How about you get that fucking speech, nigga?
Yeah, he ain't going to do that. He ain't going to do that. But you know what he is going to do? He's going to take that. He's going to get that speech. He's going to get that speech to us. Put yourself up on the straps.
I did it. You can do it. Ray Lewis, you saw that shit worked out for Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was going around, black people need to go ahead and do everything right. And then the man they was done, Bill Cosby, black ass, where are them women he raped 40 years ago? Bring them up. This nigga trying to buy the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you keep it up, nigga. You gonna been done kill somebody else, nigga. They going to find a dead body on your property. It'll be somebody else you done killed. They're going to keep fucking around, Ray. That's how they do it.
Exactly. Shit, man.
Yep.
Well, that's all for sports and things. Anything you got going this weekend, dog? You want to put out?
This weekend, no. April 15th, I'm at High Volume Music Center. I got a show there. April 16th, I'm in Austin at Club Spinners with Bryson Brown and some other folks. And April 23rd, I'm at Club 4212 in Houston. And that's all I can remember right now.
Yeah, and when the fuck you coming to see these hands, nigga? I'll beat your ass after all this shit's done, boy.
Yeah, we, okay. We're gonna put that online, man. When I beat Dewan's ass, I'm gonna show the world.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit. All right, y'all. This is Sports and Things Radio. I'm your host, Dewan Brown, and that's sorry ass Led Goodwell. We out this
Yeah,
bitch.
Fuck y'all. Fuck Dewan.
I love the audience. I love y'all. Fuck Larry, but I love
yeah.
the audience. Thank y'all for calling in.
Yeah, no. I mean, when I say
y'all. Nah, fuck you. No. All right, audience, y'all have a good one.